Dreamscape Lore presents Immortality Starts with Generosity 2, a cultivation progression fantasy. Written by Plutus. Read for you by J.S. Arquin. Part 1. Chapter 1. Chunharan left one world filled with water and entered another world filled with water. He opened his eyes and saw streaks of sunlight play across the pool's surface. Phelps immediately released his grip and swam up. Chunharan closed his eyes and swam after him. Man and sloth emerged and took in deep, greedy breaths. He could feel the warmth of the light on his face and slowly opened his eyes. They stung, and colorful stars exploded across his vision. Cursing, he cycled chi to his eyes, not to enhance, but to soothe. After a few minutes, he could see properly again. Phelps was paddling around him to and fro and burbled. Chunharan grabbed the restless sloth and swam to the bank. After climbing out of the water, he looked back. It was just an ordinary pond. No rushing water or anything that would imply it connected to a huge waterfall. Phelps was constantly sniffing the air and ground. Chunharan refastened the blindfold tied around his eyes and dried it off with a quick flash of chi.
"Don't lose that for now, bud."
Phelps had an advantage over other underground creatures in that the cavern wasn't devoid of light. The glowing moss wasn't the sun, though, and Phelps's species had been down there for who knew how long. Better to take it safe and slowly let him adjust so as to not damage his eyes. He picked Phelps up and placed him on his back. Phelps squealed, and Chunharan felt his grip was tighter than usual.
"It's okay," he cooed, and rubbed Phelps's head.
The pond they had been deposited at was nestled in some forested valley in the Clear Springs Mountains. There was originally supposed to be a Lan family camp nearby as well, but Chunharan couldn't see any sign of it. Lan Fen had cleaned up well. He looked back at the pond. Lan Fen would be fine in the secret realm, even without her cultivation. The island was safely separated by the river, and she had her silver ring space to fall back to should something dangerous arrive.
"It would be pretty funny if I said I was leaving and went back, wouldn't it?"
Phelps burrowed into his shoulder. He awkwardly laughed. He couldn't stay by Lan Fen forever. It wasn't even about being his own person. Having someone else take care...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?